Joseph Coors, the former head of the Adolf Coors Company, died this weekend of cancer. The grandson of the company's founder, Joseph Coors, was known as much for his conservative politics as his combative style of business. Throughout the 70s, he used his considerable fortunes from the brewery to fund conservative causes and to help catapult Ronald Reagan from the California governorship to the White House. Dan Baum is author of Citizen Coors, An American Dynasty. He says Joseph Coors' strong political beliefs profoundly affected his business sense.
Joseph Coors was remarkable in that he was willing to place his company's profits at risk, along with his brother, along with his whole family, for their political principles. They funded, as you said, Ronald Reagan's ascent to national office. They founded the Heritage Foundation and took a very ardent anti-union stand and suffered the consequences in a crippling boycott for years and years.
And this was the most effective consumer boycott of all time, 10 years.
Arguably the most effective consumer boycott. They're still suffering. When I go and talk on college campuses, I'll ask college students, how many of you will drink a Coors beer? And very few hands will go up. Or how many of you will boycott? And many hands will go up. And these are people who weren't even alive when the original strike took place that prompted the boycott. So their legacy as conservatives lives on.
Is that something that he inherited from his family, from his father, or did, because he and his brother didn't necessarily agree on politics?
They did fundamentally. The entire Coors family is really committed to the notion that the 20th century was a bad idea. They did not believe in most of the principles that the 20th century stood for. They certainly, on the social side, did not. They believed in orders and classes. They were class warriors, and this informed their politics from the start. They also did not believe in 20th century business practices. This is a family that refused, when Miller and Budweiser were spending together $1 billion a year on marketing and advertising, the Coorses would not. They put that money back into their product. Now, about 10 years ago, they finally had to abandon this, and they finally had to take on modern marketing because they were just going to get killed otherwise. And they still don't have 15% market share, and they probably never will, in part because they came to marketing late and in part because of the boycott. But it was not foolishness that kept them from marketing the way their competitors did. It was principle.
In his later years, even after he stepped down as chairman, did Joseph Coors continue to wield a considerable influence, not just over his company, but also in American politics?
It is not an exaggeration to say that without Joe Coors, the conservative movement might have withered and died altogether in the 60s. Joe Coors, by founding the Heritage Foundation and other organizations since, gave the conservative movement an address, a headquarters, a place for it to gather, and a place to publish from. And the conservative movement might not be the ascendant ideology it is today without the timely intervention of Joe Coors's millions of dollars.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you.
Dan Baum is author of Citizen Coors, An American Dynasty.